Greenland is experiencing the heat dome that was recently in Europe. It's now hovering over Greenland. And scientists say it's expected to produce the second largest ice melt since the 1950s. One meteorologist tweeted out that this could result in the loss of 40 billion tons of ice. It's a climate emergency. Jason Box is an ice climatologist at the Geological Survey of Denmark and Greenland. Professor, is this an emergency?
Yeah, this is a milepost along the way as we watch our climate continue heating up. I'm just checking numbers that we got from our field stations on the ice that are reporting melting that is exceeding the previous record set in 2012. Mm. So we're talking about many meters of ice loss just this summer along the whole western slope of the Greenland ice sheet where the melt is concentrated this year. So yeah, it's a big concern because it's contributing to an acceleration in sea level rise.
You talk about sea rise. You know, project out. What could be the impact of that?
It's really hard to project a nonlinear, like exponential rise. We cannot really know 80 years into the future what it's going to be like, but odds are because of the overloaded CO2 in the atmosphere, those concentrations continue to rise. We should expect heat waves to continue to intensify, the rate of ice loss on land to continue to accelerate, sea level rise to continue accelerating, but it's hard to put firm numbers on it.
Well, we do know one thing, that if the entire ice sheet that covers most of Greenland and is 2.4 million years old, if the entire sheet melts, it would raise global sea levels by 23 feet, submerging Boston, Sacramento, and Miami, and we're presuming, other cities around the world as well. I mean, how are residents there reacting to this?
In Greenland, it's not such a big deal because vast weather fluctuations are kind of normal for Greenlandic population, but we actually get 50% more sea level rise in the tropics just because of gravitational changes. And hundreds of global cities coastally will eventually be faced with whether or not they need to retreat from the land or forfeit parts of the coastline. And my concern is that will create a political destabilization around the world as people are forced into migration.
Well, sure. And we know the only way to get ahead of this is to reduce emissions.
Right. I think a useful analogy is this is like a train that is starting to accelerate down slope. And we're by limiting greenhouse gas emissions, we would effectively be putting the brakes on this train. We're not going to stop the train instantly. The increasing breakage would be analogous to us making a transition to lower carbon emissions, and eventually we can stop the train by effectively halting carbon emissions and drawing down from the atmosphere a huge quantity of carbon. Otherwise, nature will call in the bill for the externalities of our economic system.
You give the analogy of the train. It makes me want to pull for those brakes inside a car where you can stop a train yourself, but we can't. We have to do it globally. Professor Jason Box of the Geological Survey of Denmark and Greenland in Copenhagen, thank you so much.
I'm glad to have the opportunity to report what's happening in Greenland.